Regarding the miraculous feast during the Battle of the Trench, the Hadith tells us, during the Battle of the Trench, the companions were digging a trench when they struck a hard boulder. No one was able to break it. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, was told about it and said, I will go down to the trench. As soon as he stood up, it was noticed that he had tied a rock to his stomach to prevent the pangs of hunger. They had not eaten anything for 3 days. When he reached the trench, he picked up the spade and struck the hard boulder with it, and it shattered into sand. Jabir asked the Prophet's permission to return to his home. When he reached his home, he said to his wife, I have seen the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, in such a hungry condition. I cannot bear it. Have you anything to eat in the house? She told him, I have some barley and a nanny goat. Jabir slaughtered the nanny goat and ground the barley, then put the meat into the cooking pot. When the broth was almost ready and the barley flour had been kneaded, Jabir went to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and said, I have some food, O Messenger of Allah. Will you come with one or two others? He asked, How is it? Jabir replied, As I mentioned, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, It is a lot and good. Tell her not to take the pot off the fire nor the bread from the oven until I arrive. Then he said to the emigrants and the helpers, Let us go. And they all stood up. Jabir returned to his wife and said, The blessings of Allah be upon you. The Prophet, together with the emigrants and the helpers, are coming, and others are coming. She asked, Did he ask you how much food there was? Jabir replied, Yes. The Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, told his companions to enter but not to overcrowd. Then he started to break the bread into pieces and put some meat on the top of it. Then he took some bread from the oven and some broth from the pot and poured it over it and asked the companions to pass the food around. Then he went back to the pot and the oven and covered them and did the same. He continued to do this until everyone had eaten their fill and there was still some left over. Then he told Jabir's wife, Eat some and send some as a gift to those who are hungry. We are also informed, at the time when the trench was being dug, Jabir noticed the signs of hunger on the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. So he returned to his wife and asked her, Have you any food in the house? I have seen the signs of acute hunger in the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. She brought out a leather bag in which there was a measure of barley. There was also a nanny goat they had reared. Jabir slaughtered the nanny goat and she prepared the flour for baking. Jabir cut the meat into pieces and put it in the cooking pot. Then, as he was about to return to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, to invite him, his wife said, considering the small quantity of food, Do not humiliate me in the eyes of the Prophet and those who are with him. When Jabir came to the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, he spoke to him in a low tone, saying, O Messenger of Allah, we have slaughtered a nanny goat and have ground a measure of barley. Please come with a few people. Thereupon the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, announced for all his companions to hear, Companions of the trench, Jabir has prepared a feast for you, so come, all of you. Then he told Jabir, Do not remove the pot from the fire, nor bake the bread until I arrive. So Jabir returned home, and the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, followed with his companions. Jabir's wife said, This will give you a bad name. Jabir replied, I only did what you asked me to do. Jabir's wife brought the dough, and the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, put his saliva on it and blessed it. Then he went to the cooking pot and put a little saliva in it and blessed it. Then he said, Call the lady who bakes. Let her bake with you and let her ladle the broth from the cooking pot without removing it from the fire. There were 1,000 people altogether, and by Allah all of them ate. When they left, There was still some food left in the pot, and Jabba's pot was as full as it was at the beginning, and the amount of dough remaining to be baked was the same quantity as that which they started.